without asking God to give us his spirit so that we could serve him, so we could be useful to him. And I wonder if you noticed when Owen read us that reading earlier, when the Spirit came down on Jesus, there was a voice from God the Father. And what did the voice say, Abby? Do you remember? Connie, do you remember? Behold my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. There was a voice saying, this is the one who I approve of. And the Spirit came down on Jesus so he could go out and do his task, all the things he was meant to do. He was set apart for the job, and the Spirit with him next sent him out into the desert. We're going to have another reading now. And just to show we can do everything, we're going ahead with our series in Zechariah. So we're having a very short reading from Zechariah at the same time as being Pentecost. And it worked just right, as you'll see. Look for the reference to the Holy Spirit in this reading that Belinda's going to read for us. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 1. What page are we on?
952.
952, thank you.
Okay, so Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 to 10, page 952. The gold lampstand and the two olive trees. When the angel who talks with me returns and awakens me, as a man is awakened from his sleep, he asks me, what do you see? I answered, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lights on it, with seven channels for the lights. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. I asked the angel who talks with me, what are these, my lord? He answered, do you not know what these are? No, my lord, I replied. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord,
Zerubbabel.
Very difficult to say. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shout of God bless it, God bless it. Then the Lord, word of the Lord, came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who despises the day of small things, men will rejoice when they see the plump line in the hands of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which reigns throughout the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Can I come just behind that buddy here? Hello, buddy. Lovely to see you. Yeah, that's amazing what we've got here today. Better get this in one go. There, okay. Anybody know what this is? Right, okay. Do you think that's safe? I think that's right. Now, if you were listening carefully to that reading, you would have seen that the man had a vision, Zechariah, and he had a vision of a golden lampstand. It wasn't quite like the ones you might imagine today, because what it actually had was a great big bowl at the top, which was filled with oil. And there were seven wicks on the lampstand, which meant there were seven bits you could light. It fed into the oil. And where did the oil come from that was on the lampstand? Did you gather from that reading? There were two trees. Olive trees. Two olive trees on the side, either side of the lampstand. And there were pipes going from the olive trees into the bowl to feed the light. Now what's all that about? What's all that about? Now, where's the Holy Spirit figure in all of that? Which bit of that picture is the Holy Spirit, do you think? The oil. Well done. That was the one we were missing before, wasn't it? The oil. And Paul Zachariah doesn't know what this means at all. He has to ask the angel. And he says, don't you know? Don't you understand? He says, no, I haven't got this at all. And the angel tells him that, in fact, the two trees, they are pictures of the king and the high priest. The king, whose name was Zerubbabel, or something like that. And the high priest's name was Joshua. And they had a problem, these two, because they were trying to build the temple. And every time they started to rebuild the temple, along came the Samaritans from roundabout with raiding parties. And they would stop them from building. And they were getting discouraged. It was getting very hard. Life was very tough. And then came this promise to them. You'll complete it. You'll complete it. Tell the lovable. He will complete the work I've given him to do. He'll build that temple. Not because he's smart, not because he's clever, not because he's got lots of people, not because he's well organized, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. And that's the key verse, isn't it? That's the verse where we hear about the Holy Spirit. And that's why we know it's the oil that matters, the oil that represents the Holy Spirit. And you know, sometimes life can be very hard to be as a Christian. It's particularly hard sometimes for people who are trying to do something for Jesus, and other people get opposed to it. They make life difficult for you. They can be very tough on you. And God says, you keep at it. You keep at it. You serve me. You be faithful to me. And I'll complete the work I've got for you to do. Not by might. Not because you're smart, not because you're good, not because of all the other people around you, not because you're well organized, not because you have lots of programs in your church. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, God Almighty. And he is almighty, and that's why he can do what he says he'll do. Someone told me the other day, talking now to the older people here, you're immortal until you finish the work God has for you to do. Of course, it's true, isn't it? Because God's in control of all of our lives. And he'll call us home when he wants us home. When we've done those things that he wants us to do in this life. So that's a good reminder, isn't it? And there's a final thing. I wonder if you noticed it. The very last thing almost that Melinda read to us. It was a bit of encouragement. Because people were saying, it's so slow, we're not making any progress with this temple, we've only just about got to here. And it's very small compared with the temple we used to have. What does it say? Do not despise a day of small things. You know, often the things we do to Jesus are very small. It's helping other people, it's loving other people, it's showing concern, it's speaking to others so we can about Jesus. All the different things we do, and they may seem very small and unimportant, but the Holy Spirit takes those things and uses them. Do not despise the day of small things. Just because it seems small and little, God can use it, and he'll complete the work he wants to do through you and through me. So there's a great encouragement.